Welcome to the Middle East Update. We're here talking today about the current situation in Syria and the decisions from President Barack Obama regarding trying to kick the decision back to Congress about whether or not to go to war in Syria. And I'm actually sitting here with my wife, Juliana, who's going to join us today to discuss President Obama's decision or lack thereof. Hi, Juliana.
Hi, Joshua.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, this whole situation was set up with this awful chemical weapons attack in Syria where the Syrian government killed hundreds of their own people with poison gas. And President Obama has been saying now it's been weeks about how upset he is about this. But so far, he's managed to actually do pretty much nothing besides talk. And it's sad and ironic that he has passed this decision to Congress because, of all presidents, President Obama has been the most active without Congress in all of America's history. And here, when we have something that's pretty clear-cut, we've got a very awful government doing something terrible, he's doing nothing. He's asking them to basically make the decision for him.
Well, I think that that can be compared to a father and a husband who, you know, is all too willing to make decisions and stuff for the family, even though they're kind of silly sometimes. But then when there's something that he has to make a decision on that he doesn't really want to do, or he's afraid of the outcome, he says, oh, go ask your mother, and doesn't do anything about it. Which, I mean, that's not a leader.
No, I mean, I think the phrase has been used before is leading from behind, which isn't really leadership.
That's not even what this man is doing, though. I mean, there isn't any leadership.
Yeah.
He's not even leading from behind. He's just not.
Just passing the buck, basically. I don't want to make this decision, you make it for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Which also means if it's the wrong decision or if the people don't like the decision, you get the blame, not me.
Right, and that's actually, there have been some people, including Representative Alan West, or I guess former representative, he's been speaking with Fox News, saying that he thinks the whole thing's a trap. President Obama basically is going to kick it to Congress. He knows it's not a very popular decision. Nobody in America wants to go to war again. And basically, he's going to make the Congress the bad guys, in a sense, while at the same time preserving America's integrity by going to war. It's like a win-win for him. If it looks good, he can claim the credit. If it looks bad, he can blame somebody else.
Exactly. It's a ploy.
And it's really sad, because I feel like rather than maintain America's trust and position in the world, I feel like this ultimately really undermines America's credibility with our allies, with our enemies, because he doesn't seem to be committed to the decision he's making. It's like it was him, not anybody else. He was the one who said using chemical weapons is a red line with Syria. Months ago, he said, this is a red line. He made it very clear America would have nasty responses to this, although he never said what they do. And then when they started using chemical weapons on a small level, and it was very hard to prove, he griped and complained, but he never really did anything. And it was kind of, well, we're still investigating, we're still researching, but it's a red line. And now it's like, okay, hundreds of people are dead. You've got a source who's not biased, and Doctors Without Borders, who are saying these people died from poisoning. It's pretty obvious what happened. And now President Obama's like, well, we have to do something. Somebody go do something.
Yeah. That's silly.
And it's definitely kind of undermining everything. I mean, I don't know, you lived in Israel, like I did.
Right.
I don't know, what do you feel like probably the Israelis are thinking right now, especially with, they're surrounded by all sorts of enemies, including Syria, and they trust in the Americans to help them out.
Well, I think you're right, that their trust is probably crumbling with our reputation. But at the same time, I mean, I could see that as, it could be a good thing, because they shouldn't be trusting in America anyway. We're going to let them down. We have already. So, really, we need to trust in God. And I know that for the secular leaders and stuff like that, that would probably be a big step. But in this sense, it's kind of forcing them that way, because we're just going to disappoint them. Because we're going to say things like, this is a red line, somebody has to do something, but nobody's going to do anything. So I see it as, yeah, that's terrible. But at the same time, that could be a thing.
Yeah, and I think that it also is a bit of a wake-up call for the Israeli leadership, because there's lots of issues going on right now, whether it's the peace process with the Palestinians or whether it's the situation with Iran and the nuclear program there. And basically, America keeps saying, you guys do exactly what we tell you, and we'll back you up. Trust us. And so far, this whole situation has kind of indicated that trust is misplaced. And I have to wonder if Israel's leadership is starting to seriously second guess whether or not they want to keep doing what we ask them to do. So at this point of the game, what would be sort of your advice maybe to some of the leadership in this country? I mean, like, the Republicans are sitting there saying, well, we do think that what happened in Syria is a problem. We need to do something about it. But this is kind of something of a trap. Do they just need to, you know, grit their teeth and bear it and try and make the right decision no matter the consequences? Or is there a way they can, do you think there's any way they can try and reframe this or maybe put the pressure back on the president?
No, I absolutely think it's a lose-lose situation, and they're going to lose. The Republicans always lose. So they can, I mean, either way, they go with this, they're going to lose. The Republicans will always look bad. It is the way of the world. So, no, and unfortunately, I don't think there is anything they can do.
So I guess it's one of those situations where you just do what you think is right, and then deal with the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there isn't any other. But that's always the way of life, you know?
And
you do what's right, and then you deal with the consequences. Some people aren't going to be happy with that.
But ironically enough, that is real leadership.
Right, that is.
Yeah. Well, Juliana, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Good to have you. And keep listening to the Mideast Update so you can be hearing how the news in the Middle East is going to impact your life. Hope you've enjoyed listening to us. Talk to you later.